And I said I'd do easy targets, and now I've got, now I've got one about Margaret Thatcher. Yay! Who doesn't exist. I wrote a really long kind of prose thing, and I don't know whether it's finished. And it's a bunch of letters from a more or less imaginary person to another one. And this is just a bit of one when the character starts talking about Margaret Thatcher's funeral. Before that, there's been a long rant about Glenda Jackson, but I'll spare that bit. But seriously, what was that thing they were dragging through the streets on April 17th, or whatever day it was, through that silent, terrified city? I thought of Thatcher as some kind of rancid projectile, and they were firing her back into time, and the reverberations from wherever it was she landed, probably sometime in around 1946, were clearly a more or less successful attempt to erase everything that wasn't in dull, harmonic agreement with whatever it is those razorhead vampire suckworms in Parliament are actually trying to do with us. Firing us into some kind of future constructed on absolute fear, or that future is a victorious vacuum, a hellish rotating disc of gratuitous blades, and they are speaking to you, those blades, and what they are saying is this: one day you will be unemployed, one day you will be homeless, one day you will become one of the invisible, and monsters will suck whatever flesh remains on your cancelled bones. They're not kidding. And the grotesque and craggy rhythms of those monsters are already in our throats right now. In our throats, our mouths, the cracked centre of our language, fascist syllables, sharp barking. You know I'm not exaggerating. What they're planning is nothing small. We're talking about thousands of years, their claws extending into the past and into the future. A geometrical city of forced dogs, glycerin waves, gelignite. And what a strange negative expression of the scandalous joy we were all feeling at the death parties, pissed out of our heads in Brixton, in Trafalgar Square. All of those sites of ancient disturbance suddenly blasted wide apart. A pack of Victorian ghosts, nights of bleeding and electricity, boiling gin and police lines, white phosphorus, memories, blisters, fancy dressed Jacobins, jesters, and yeah. Every single one of us was well aware we hadn't won anything, that her legacy still lived on, and whatever other sanctimonious spittle was being coughed up by liberal shitheads in The Guardian and on Facebook. That wasn't the point. It was horrible, deliberately so, like the plague feast in Nosferatu. I loved it. I had two bottles of champagne, a handful of pills, and a massive cigar. It was great. I walked home and I wanted to spray paint "Never Work" on the wall of every job centre I pass. That's right, I'm a sentimental motherfucker when I'm out of my head, but no, already that foul, virtuous fear was sinking back into me, taking possession of my every step. I was thinking about Blanqui, right at the end of his life, sitting in his prison cell, knowing full well that what he was writing, he was going to be writing forever. He would always be wearing the clothes he was wearing, he would always be sitting there, that his circumstance would never, ever change. How he couldn't tell the difference between this prison cell and the entire cluster of universes. How the stars were nothing but apocalypse routines, the constellations negative barricades. I was thinking about the work ethic, how it's evoked obsessively like an enemy ritual, some kind of barbaric aristocratic superstition. About 0 hours contracts, anti-magnetic nebulae sucking the working day inside out. Negative hours, gruel shoveled into all the spinning pits of past and future centuries, spellbound in absolute gravity, an invisibility blocking every pavement I was walking down. I wanted to cry. In fact, I think I did. Actually, no, I was laughing my head off. A grotesque medieval cackle. No despair, just defiance and contempt. Ancient disturbance, ghost towns and marching bands, invisible factories, nostalgia crackling into pain and pure noise. No sleep, no dreams, an endless and differentiated regime of exact work, all of us boiled down into some stupid Tory alarm clock, a ringing so loud we can no longer even hear it, but whatever. Seems pretty obvious we should adopt the Thatcher death day as some kind of workers' holiday. Actually, actually scratch that. Let's just celebrate it every day, forever and ever. Like a ring of plague sores, botulism and roses, a barbaric carnival of rotten gold and infinite vowels, sorcery, rabies. Know what I mean? Better.